Welcome to Crack a Review.
Mitch Kane.
As episode 5.
Sleepover.
For that, I'm Kramer.
I'm Zach.
Trev.
Jay.
And boys, we all can agree on this. It started off slow.
Yeah.
Because Gale had some car problems that didn't turn over 5, 6, 7 times.
I forgot about that part.
Yeah, I didn't really think that was very good.
No, it wasn't. It was just something to start. But the sleepover part was... Okay, that was funny.
The only part that was kind of funny is when he segued and he was just like, turns out her gas cap was a little loose.
the ending of it.
That was alright.
That's the only time I saw Squirrely Dan in that episode, though.
That was
because he was talking about the salesman having the clock behind the counter.
He said the writing was literally on the wall.
Yeah, because it wasn't set forward for daylight saving time. And then he was like, they won't say if he did something, he was going to go across the counter and grab a hold of him.
That was good.
He's got a picture of his beer league hockey team as his computer screensaver. He's not a family man.
Yeah. That was the only time I saw Dan because he was with Ellen, right?
Ellen. The girl who puts fingers up his butt.
So he was getting a finger up his ass during this episode. We all could probably figure that one out. But them playing Monopoly. One thing, I hate playing Monopoly because it takes so long.
Me and Zach have played so much Monopoly.
We played so much Monopoly.
We used to play all the time in high school. It was really fun, actually.
Well, no, because we would go to our friend Garrett's house, and we would play Monopoly with him, and we'd just give each other, deals.
He didn't really understand the game too much, so we just cheat and take turns winning, and he'd get real pissed.
We would sell the other person all of our property for just a few $100.
Yeah,
you can't do that, read me the rule book.
Yeah, he'd get real confused. We'd just get him real confused, and then we'd start doing sketchy shit, then he'd get mad. There was multiple times he flipped the game board, and it was just fucking hysterical.
Okay, you have to chill that game board to the floor, so you can't flip it.
With him, you do.
You do, it's...
No, I think it's funny too because I mean they were all doing something either like they're all watching something, playing something, doing something at least, and then it just went from watching a movie, then going to bed.
Watching all three Jackasses.
there's
more than three Jackasses, isn't there?
There's a lot more.
There's like six or seven.
Unless you want to talk about their TV show that they had on their TV at some point, the Lost Boys. That's what it's called. But I honestly think
it was mainly Chris Pontius and Ryan Dunn.
I think Jackass is just a show for men.
A staple
to show them their cocks on TV.
You see, that's funny. I've watched a lot of them. I've never seen anyone's cock.
You haven't watched much Jackass then.
Haven't watched it then.
I've seen a lot of dudes' asses, but no cock.
You don't want to see this cocky. It's not like he's hanging dong. Well, no, any of these guys are hanging dong at all.
It's like a button in a fur
coat. So, Kramer, you want to see big dicks? Is that what you're saying?
If I were to see a dick, I want to make sure I see it that's big.
I would say the quality of dick doesn't make a difference to me.
We're talking about dicks right now.
There's a few websites out there that you could find.
And that's what they watched, and they all fell asleep to it.
And then Stuart Rule watched all three Lord of the Rings.
That's going to take more than...
That is a 10-hour affair.
No, the Skids did, too. The Skids watched it.
Yeah, all the Skids. I don't know the other two's names.
I think it was the words in the Skids.
No, they just pissed.
We might need to... You keep talking, look at their names.
Rold was asking Stuart who he liked, and Stuart said Bonnie McMurray. The other guys just start kissing.
And that's how Daryl woke up Wayne too, because he asked Wayne if he liked somebody while Wayne.
More Wayne as a wife, basically, at this point.
And then
Connor and Darian.
I feel like they've said their names.
They have. But once they, because I kind of figured it was Bonnie McMurray when Derry was talking about who he's sweet on. So I was like, okay, that's easy. It's Bonnie. You thought it was Katie.
I
thought it was Katie.
I didn't think it was Katie because of how close they were, that close proximity, plus they're whispering.
Well, he thought she was asleep.
Well, clearly.
To be fair.
No, but also that's a big thing that when that was going, that part, them trying to talk and sleep. Pisses me off. No matter where I'm sleeping at, say if it was back in high school, sleeping at the buddy's place. Maybe it's here. I'm trying to go to bed. Motherfucker still wants to fucking keep talking.
You don't want to sleep with me in the room, then.
I know. Trust me. That's why when we
I'll keep you up all night.
That's why I went on the camping trip. I made sure I was in there really late.
Yeah, if anyone was in there with me, I'd have kept you up all night.
Travis did talk to 3 o'clock in the morning. Nothing.
I do it all the time.
Just rambling.
So she haven't been drinking.
Do you Is it just something that you just like to do, just to be a...
I think it's funny.
It's pretty funny. I'm trying to sleep,
it's funny.
Between Travis doing that and Chaz blaring, at the time it was Vines, at 3 o'clock in the morning, full blast on his phone.
That ain't right.
That shit was...
But like, I'm trying to sleep. It's like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning at that point. I'm guessing it's what time it was there, because everybody seemed like they were still awake after they all woke up at the same time, miraculously, because, I mean, even Bonnie and drove past the...
I think Stuart was heading to her house.
Everybody's heading to freaking Bonnie McMurray's place.
It was Gail's house because Bonnie was there. That was really good though when Riley and Jonesy were gonna go to meet Bonnie.
Yeah, they're sitting there on the
bed. And it's just Gail.
they just give each other a shrug and they fist pump.
They honk the train horn, bud.
They were trying to get some of like, what was there? What are they called? The Tinderellas.
Tinderellas.
That's actually pretty damn good.
He said, "Well, night deserve all." What is our night off? Something like that.
Yeah, he said we'll give the Tinderellas a night off. Right. I think when they're laying in bed and they're touching knees, face each other, he said, "Dude, I just hit a Bonnie McMurray." He said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I just hit a Bonnie McMurray." She was like, "Yeah, they do this every few months." He's like, "Persistency? No, consistency over persistency." He was like, "Yeah, bro, that's why you just take a run at her. Take a big run at her. But you don't want to do it too much. Just consistent." And she's like, "Yeah, you can pretty much do it like clockwork. They do this every 3 months."
Oh my gosh! No, this is
that was good. That was a funny episode.
This episode was pretty damn good. There's also I had something else. I put on the notes. Don't do that. Don't do that. No, are you drinking that beer out of that straw?
That's Jim Beam and Sprite.
I thought that was the genuine.
Nope.
I thought so. Okay. Never mind then.
So just an emergency beer down there under the table.
It's for later.
So when I start bitching, I want another beer.
Yeah, I didn't want to put it back on the table because it made noise.
Well, boys, let's just do our thing out of 10 on this episode. I thought it was a pretty damn good episode, so I'm gonna at least say 7 out of 10. I laughed. I think I was laughing because of the last episode. Last episode was kind of dry. This one, it brought something to me that it gravitated to, like, okay, you put me back on the rails.
I don't know. It started out pretty slow. But the ending was funny. I'd give it like a 5.5, 6.
I'm giving it an 8 because I'm going to start talking about how I'm going to take a big run at girls now. So that's funny. I like that. I'm going to start taking that. Any episode I get some lingo off is a good episode.
I'll probably start saying Tinderellas.
Tinderellas is good too, but I hate Tinder, so.
Jake?
I was going to give it a 7.
It was good.
That was funny. Jonesy and Riley probably the highlight of this episode.
Oh, easy. I like how they're watching.
I thought they were saying Jonesy or Riley, and she said, "No, which one, Riley or Jonesy?" We were like, "Same difference."
Difference. I mean, it's the truth.
They're laying in bed, and Gil was like, "I farted 5 or 6 times." And then Rosie was like, "Yeah, I've sat here." She said they were just getting real interesting. Like, just letting her fart.
Gosh, we're out. Bonnie McMurray, man.
Bonnie McMurray got the whole town going after her.
For a good reason, though. There's a very good reason why the Talons don't have a rocket, bud. She is a rocket.
Score, boys.
I take a good run at you.
I take a big run at
her. Honestly, we're probably, all four of us, are probably Riley and Josie in this situation. We'd probably get Duke for Gale.
I don't know about that one, but.
That shit was so funny. They open the. Gale opens the door and they just kind of look at each other and, like, what? Fuck it.
You're already here.
Exactly.
I wish Jimmy
Dixie.
They kind of pulled a Houdini. Really?
Oh, God. Not really.
That's a borderline Houdini.
Not really. The because tag team. They're taking to Paris. That's what that was happening. Like the video over on YouTube. Subscribe to us. Share it to a friend.
One more left.
One more?
No, wait. Hold on. No. There's 2 more. There's 7 episodes.
It's only 7 episodes.
Oh, that was 5? Almost. Yep.
Most right. We got 6 and 7. So 2 more of these bad boys.
I thought there were 9.
No, there's 7. I know. I'm pissed off too.
It's how the other ones were.
I thought the other ones had 8, though.
But we just still could finish the shit in a day.
Easily.
It's taking a lot of.
We're doing a lot of. We're teasing things out. We're fishing right now. And we're just kind of, tease the thing back. But yeah, share somebody. Everybody likes Letterkenny. If you don't, get him on it.
There's only 2 episodes left, apparently, so don't fucking spoil nothing.
True.
Please.
Also, we are doing a t-shirt giveaway at 50 subscribers on YouTube.
You the tubes.
You the tubes.
All right, have a good one, everybody.
Thanks for watching.
All right, Tracy, you want to hit the button?
Yeah, I guess I'll do it and show off my Barry Bonds jersey.
Fuck!
It was a fucking score, boys.